This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. If you are sleeping in doorways on the streets of San Francisco and spend your days asking passersby for 25 cents or so, trying to get enough money for beer and crack cocaine, and you've been doing this for decades, except for time in prison, $187,000 would come swooping in on you like a comet from outer space, and may not be a good thing. A man named Don, of the Mission District of San Francisco, he wants us not to reveal his full name, received an inheritance from his mother's estate. He's been spending it fast. He has bought a trailer that would be a real place to live. He's given away lots of money and, in fact, will soon, he says, be broke again and back to panhandling. We asked Don to talk about his experience, and he arrived at member station KQED in San Francisco, as he put it, sober as he'll ever be. He was nervous and had a couple of beers. He's not used to being interviewed, and his language is a bit rough. Don is 56 years old now. His story really starts in the late 1960s when he left Minnesota for San Francisco.
I just came out here in December 68 to be a hippie, and I knew Don, you know, Van Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, The Doors. That's kind of the era I grew up in.
68 was the summer of love, wasn't it?
It was peace, love, and gonorrhea.
Yeah, are you going to San Francisco and put some flowers in your hair? And
that was back before the yuppies and the dot-comers came in, you know.
Sure.
It was nice back then. You didn't have all this violence, you know. Everybody wanted to just get stoned and grass and kick back and do what they wanted to do.
What did you think? Yeah. What did you think was going to happen? In 68, you know, was a very hopeful time for people. What did you think was going to happen personally with your life then?
I wanted to be a mechanic, but I got caught up in the hippie thing, and I just changed my whole lifestyle. Then I got on drugs, and that took a big part of my life.
Have you ever had a time when you were completely free of drugs and alcohol?
I haven't in the last 20 years, no. I have done about 17 years off and on in prison until I was discharged in 99. After then, I got out and became a bum or a derelict or drunk or whatever you want to call it. When I started panhandling for money, you know, I had a cart. I was pushing a cart. I smelled like 10 days of shit. And, but I made a lot of friends. I made a lot of, you know, I actually felt like at one point I became a sidewalk psychologist.
Right. Now, when the word came that your mother, who you hadn't seen since the late 60s, left you $187,000, that must have been, you must have realized then that there could be a bit of danger in that situation. Were you just worried about it a little bit, or what?
Oh,
what?
Definitely. I have a bunch of payee money managers and psychologists and everything telling me what I should do with my money. And a couple of weeks ago, I was spending $500 on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Now I'm down to $300 on Monday, Wednesday, Friday because I'm kind of tied up in drugs and I'm trying to cut myself down. It's all been kind of frightening for me because I've never had any before, and when I found out I had this, I just wanted to cut loose and go party,
now,
go get high, go screw, whatever. You know, goddamn, 35 years on the streets, you want to do something.
What were you spending $500? What sort of drugs are you spending that money for?
Crack.
Yeah. What's been the most complicated thing about having money?
That's a good question. Not knowing what to do with it. I'm living, when I was living on the street, pushing a cart and asking for a quarter here and making a dollar here and a dollar there, I felt like I earned, in that respect, I earned my money. You know, cause I had it begged, borrowed, steal. But all of a sudden, I got all this money on me, and I'm confused. I took $5,000 in cash and at the Wells Fargo and passed it out in $50 bills. I passed it out one night to all the homeless, you know, destitute, drunks, prostitutes, and told them, here, you got this coming, you know, and do whatever you want to with it.
Now, you wrote a check to the fellow who runs the Blue Room Gallery, an art gallery there on Mission Street. Do I have that right?
Yeah, Blue Room Gallery.
Paul Motter?
Mm-hmm.
And Paul, I understand, has let you sleep in his doorway for a long time. Been a good friend.
Yeah, I've been trying to protect his door from getting painted all the time. There's a lot of graffiti going around.
Graffiti?
And I'm always sleeping when somebody comes up and spray paints the door. But, yes, I slept in the door. I've had two heart attacks in the last 2 or 3 years. And he was the only man that actually come out to the hospital to see me. And you got to remember, he's seen a bum, a homeless guy with a cart. And that means a lot. And that meant a lot to me. We hit it off the first day, and he was always kind to me. And we're talking about a totally straight guy versus a homeless derelict, a drunk sitting in the doorway. And when I got my first check, I had to come back down to him and give him something, because it wasn't a money thing. It was, they're getting started at that time and they need the help. I owed them at least that. You know, the $10,000 was nothing to me. You know, it was, they treated me fine. They treated me like a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do that.
Don, thank you very much for taking time to talk with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Don spoke with us from member station KQED in San Francisco.